Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Let's call this meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Keith?
Here.
Mr. Dunlap? Here. Mr. Hess is absent.
Would you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Motion to approve the minutes from June 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, at this time, we will be taking public comment. I will ask for you to state your name, where you reside, and you will be given 3 minutes. At the end of 3 minutes, I will let you know to wrap up. So we will first start off with Sean Steffi. Good morning.
Good morning. Sit right here. Do I need to go anywhere?
Yep,
is this good?
That's fine.
Okay. So my name's Sean Steffi. I'm a lifelong resident, 59 years, Indiana County, PA. My family lives here. Grandkids, everybody still. I'm also the president of South Central Building Trades, which covers Indiana, Blair, Cambria, Somerset, Huntington, and other counties. I'm here today because, you know, we had the town hall meeting and I said that I was going to bring jobs. We're taking young men and women right now, and I'd like to just a few of them numbers at the Humber City facility up here. So these are local jobs, and I've seen firsthand what local jobs are because I've worked in Indiana all my life. I worked 10 years at FMC, a year at Star Manufacturing. I've watched the decline in coal manufacturing go. I've worked with men and women from Westmoreland, Cambria, Blair, everywhere at these manufacturing is considered local jobs. And these are local jobs that I'm telling you about. So the iron workers, Local 3, have 100 members right now at the power plant. The operators, Local 66, has 300 members. That's local workers. The pipe fitters have 180 members there right now. That's local. IBW Local 5 has 130 members there right now. And the laborers have 300 members there right now out of Local 9, 10. And the carpenters union has 100 members. Them are all 98% local jobs from the Tri-County area, including right here. I've been to the Votex. I've been to every Votex in the county and surrounding counties. I'm recruiting. I'm taking young men and women right now. Get on all of our websites. We're looking for young men and women. And these jobs all have an apprentice for every 5 guys that's on that job. So take the operators. They got over 50 apprentices right there with the 300 members. Every one of them has to hold a 1-to-5 ratio. Anybody's welcome to contact the Indiana Votech. I've been there the last 2 years. I've offered every graduating kid in that senior welding class an apprenticeship job. Okay, great family sustaining wages. All right. We have a lot of, you know, pushback, and I'm not here to disagree. Everybody has the right to push back, but I'm proud for this job. I think it's great for the county, the community, and just a couple things maybe that, you know, put things at ease. You know, water has become a real big issue with what we're talking about, which Humber City has their own reservoir. We all know where it is, Toilet Grand Bridge, other bridge beside it. But our U.S., anybody can Google data center water usage compared to golf courses, and you'll see that our U.S. golf courses use 547 billion gallons a year, and our data centers throughout the whole country only use 17 to 20 billion gallons of water. Okay? I'm not against golf. I'm golf, too. Don't want to see it. I don't care what water you say got going on. But I'm just saying this is not the boogeyman that's being made out to be. The power and what that brings to the county, okay? So Pennsylvania is the largest.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
Okay. So Loudoun County, Virginia alone right there will generate $1.4 billion in property tax and real estate revenue, okay?
That's it. We're done.
We're done?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I have a lot more information to bring, and it's positive, and I hope everybody appreciates the jobs that are coming to Indiana County and out of the building trades. And if anybody would like me to come back and talk, we'd like to meet again, be more than glad to meet.
Yeah.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Sean. Arlene Wanatowski?
Hi, I'm Arlene Wanatowski, resident of Humber City Borough.
And I've been wanting to come to the meeting for the last many months,
Okay.
but
Yeah.
haven't been able to make it until today because I want to give a shout out actually to the Solid Waste Authority that we have here in Indiana County, and in particular the recycling center down near Homer City, and the workers that work at the recycling center. It's a busy, busy place. I mean, the bins are always full, especially on the weekends. And I just want to let you know that on Monday, the whole place is all cleaned up. I mean, over the weekend, there's stuff that blows around, comes out of the bins and everything. But it is just impressive at how neat and clean the workers take care of the center. And I just wanted to make the county aware of that, make you commissioners aware of that they're doing a great job, I feel.
Tamara Whited.
Thank you. My name's Tamara Whited. I live in Indiana. Let me begin by thanking the commissioners for creating an opportunity for public input regarding land development in Indiana County. I refer, of course, to the portal accessible from both the IndianaCountyPA.gov website and the ICOPD website. This portal is a vitally important means by which residents can express their concerns and ask questions about the massive development being eyed by Homer City Generation and Homer City Redevelopment. Likewise, let me offer my thanks for agreeing to host a public hearing on these consequential plans. You have a large community of people who look forward to learning the date of that event. Both of your initiatives are giving residents some confidence that their voices matter, that these mega projects are not just inevitable. People will indeed express their concerns, and most, I would guess, will not be based on some fear of an unknown future. Gas-fired power plants have been around for decades. We know what they emit, from the fine particulates and volatile organic compounds to the nitrogen oxides, all of which create health burdens. People know that average health outcomes are much worse within a certain radius of power plants, be they coal-fired or gas-fired. We know about the greenhouse gas emissions. The new Homer City plant, if completed, will be the biggest emitter in the state, and the methane that leaks from the production and transportation of gas. Now, hyperscale data centers have not been around quite as long, yet every day more of the jury is coming in. The jury has come in on the very few permanent jobs they create, on the astronomical amounts of electricity they consume, on the irresponsible amounts of clean, fresh water they require, and on their own releases of fine particulate matter. The list goes on their generation of harmful noise, on their generation of heat, on their generation of e-waste, and on how they thrive on the lack of transparency and voter control. The jury has come in. And really, when independents, Republicans, and Democrats are agreeing nationwide that data centers threaten their communities, we all might want to conclude that they do know something. What we don't know is what exactly is happening locally, and this is where our county commissioners come in. I ask you today to disseminate the full information that you possess about both projects to the public in advance of the public hearing. What is the state of development of each project? Now, if Homer City Redevelopment cannot disclose much due to ongoing negotiations, well, tell us what you can tell us. What is the likelihood that there will be a data center developer? Full disclosure and complete transparency are necessary for the public to make informed comments on the portal and at the public hearing. Not one of us can fly blind here. Thank you.
Lee Schweitzer. My name is Lee Schweitzer. I reside since 1969 in Indiana County, over Thurnhill Township, near Yellow Creek State Park. I have a 1 minute poem. Please time me. You can't eat dollar bills. No, 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 no data center in my backyard.
Thank you.
Silence is golden. No
diesel engine roar, no turbo fan pump in my backyard. Oh, pure, clear water, no slimy, stinky waters in my backyard. Sweet, fragrant air blowing through the trees. No acrid, smelly air in my backyard. The hills are alive with sounds of music, with songs they have sung for thousands of years. My heart is alive with the sound of music as it sings every song it hears. Like the wing of the birds, like the chime of the breeze, like the ripple of the brook, like the smell of sweet air, I will sing once more with your help. We will sing once more. Thank you.
Linda Santos.
My name is Linda Santos and I reside in Indiana. I want to thank the committee for creating this forum, and then that will be help make difference in decision making going ahead, but hopefully you'll get a wider range of people that will give us the opinions of what is going to go on in our land use. But also I find that it's very difficult to find the forum. Logging on, that might discourage a lot of people from getting on. So if there is a way that you could either instruct or make it easier for someone to make a comment on that form. Also, the language that, educational language that maybe might be used on this form, in an unbiased form, just the facts of like what this will create. For our residents, so they can make an informed decision. And I'll go on to say that biologists say that we still have a window of time, and it's going to be our attitude making the difference. Our ethical choices, no matter what our law says or does say, or say, it is the right choice. Is this the right choice for mankind? We are your community, you are our community, and you want to protect us. So health is the only wealth. If we lose it, nothing else matters. These facilities can use millions of gallons of water a day, and we are being told that it will drain all of our reservoirs so we can use chat box. I'd rather use my brain or the library. There are moral obligations, environmental, and ethical obligations here. I believe in our community, clean water and clean air is everything. Thank you.
Garnet Freiling.
Hello, everyone. My name is Garnet Freiling. I'm from Indiana. I live in Indiana with my family. Thank you all for your time, and thank you for choosing to serve Indiana County and its people. I would like to acknowledge that I wish I could speak about these issues in a calm manner, because I know that anger and shame do not change people's minds. I know this, but I'm extremely angry, and I think that everyone involved in this Homer City redevelopment project should be ashamed of their choices, ashamed of the fact that they're standing with millionaire investors from New York City who are hoping to recoup losses in the fossil fuel industry by investing in more fossil fuels. The people opposed to this project are farmers working the land in Indiana County. It's pretty easy for me to pick a side based on that alone. Farmers over millionaire investors in the fossil fuel industry. I will be submitting my comments online, and I'm looking forward to an in-person meeting and discussion, which is what we asked for, not a suggestion box, an in-person meeting. I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm now hearing that the redevelopment project is trying to distance themselves from the data center and just focusing on the fact they're building the power plant, another entity will be building the data center. Well, let's focus on the proposed largest fracking power plant in our country. I learned in eighth grade science class right here in Indiana High School. In eighth grade, I'm 35, two decades ago. I learned that this was dangerous. dangerous and bad for our communities, and our state is still investing in fossil fuels? That's shameful to me. That is morally shameful to me. When I express my concern about this plant, I'm told it will have less emissions. Well, let's talk about the word emissions. What is being emitted? What emissions do to our community? Our health risks, our years off of people's lives. You are telling me that my children deserve less time with their grandparents. That is what you are willing to invest in this project. And speaking of investments in this project, there's $5 million of taxpayer money going to this project through the Redevelopment Assistance Capital Fund. $5 million of our taxpayer money. What percentage of taxpayer money is funding this project? That taxpayer money could be going to our community, our healthcare, and it's going to weapons industry, the surveillance industry, and the fossil fuel industry. It is not a lack of economic opportunity holding this region back. It's a lack of imagination and a lack of courage to stand up for the people of Indiana and this region instead of being shills for whatever industry comes next. That's all I have to say.
Hi, I'm Sue Flowers. I live in Penrhyn. We've lived here for about 40 years. And at the time we moved here, of course, it was before the internet. We didn't realize the high levels of particulate matter or the pollution in the area. You know, the area's been environmentally unaware for many years. You know, hasn't our land been used enough for polluting industries? The last 10 years have been so refreshing here. We have young people moving back to the area after college. We have a second generation or third generation of farmers that are young. We have Loaded Oak Farm. We have Mother Earth Farm. We have small businesses starting. We have environmentally friendly practices starting. Outdoor schools. So much positive has happened. I have 2 acres on Yellow Creek. I'm removing all the invasives, putting in all native gardens, which has become a thing here. I'm working on the native garden and the Welcome to Indiana down in Penrhyn. And I have never been a single issue voter. But I will absolutely be a single issue voter on this. Of us moving backwards in time. Homer Center School District. I have a child that I adopted who's 14 right now with some mild disabilities. I'm in the Penns Manor District, but Homer Center has been known. I know families that have moved there that have kids with mild disabilities. It's probably known as the best school district aside from Indiana of all the small school districts. It's a very well, and who would move there? Who would? I have a friend that has rentals there that sold them all. Right, you can't live there. And then I hear being in Penrhyn, they're going to start another mine there in Penrhyn, and they're going to discharge into Tulik. So we're going to have the data center pooling water from Tulik and mine discharge going into it. And that's our water, drinking water source. And just yesterday on Lowell, Massachusetts, they have a data center that was supposed to employ 100, employs 10 people. 10 people are employed. So you have short-term jobs, and they talked about tri-county area local jobs. He didn't break that down into Indiana County because I saw, I actually posted on Facebook, people were like, I started this week at the data center. I started this week at the data center, but not one of them was from Indiana. They were from Johnstown. They were from the Tri-County area, but not like how many people are actually employed in this county and for how long? How long for all this destruction? How long?
Mary Kay Urchak?
Okay, yeah. Hi, I'm Mary Kay Archak. My property abuts the Homer City Generating Station to the east along Tulip Creek. And I'm just mainly concerned about transparency and about understanding what the process will be to determine how we move forward from an ordinance perspective. Are you going out and talking to similar local government groups? Are you talking to other people who have been down this road? This isn't the area's first rodeo. Pennsylvania has other sites. Who are we talking to? What's our plan to determine what has worked for previous communities and what hasn't? Or are you just kind of all talking to each other and not gathering information outside? Or worse, are you speaking to the people with the deep pockets who are guiding the discussion? All I'm asking for is transparency and for not, I'm on the banks of Tulip Creek. I've had orange water there my entire life because, as my father explained it to me when I was a kid, you don't make retroactive laws. So can we please get this right the first time to protect all of us from what is to come. Thank you.
Sandy Waldenville.
Hello, I'm Sandy Waldenville. I'm from Ernest. I'm born and raised here in Indiana County. My largest concern at this point in time is the purpose of those AI data centers, which is what they are. They collect data, they surveil. They are meant to surveil citizens. They follow, they track, and they contain, and they gather. And that's what's happening, or about to happen here. And that's what's been happening across Pennsylvania and the country. It's very concerning. I don't need my government following me everywhere I go or where I don't go. It is no one's business but my own. It seems to me there's a lot of focus on immediate need right now and the collective and that type of focus. But we're founded on individuals, the individual right here. And that's getting trampled. These data centers, there may be a handful of jobs. There may even be 1,000 jobs. Don't know, don't care.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of them is the concern. All of these folks who have spoken before, so articulate, so much passion, share. You have to pay attention to this. You're elected to be the guardian between what might be imposing to us that we can't be all be aware of. We're out here trying to live our lives individually, taking care of ourselves and our families. You're the guardians. You're the shield. We are expecting you to be the shield. Transparency, huge. Because I'm sorry, you dropped the ball on this. We had to gather bits and pieces over for myself the last 3 years. I remember one particular interview on the local radio station, and you folks were talking, you folks as in commissioners, it was your time. You were talking about it. And one of the questions was what to expect. I'll paraphrase because I don't remember. It was a couple of years ago. And you all said, well, we don't really know what it's all about, but we're going to find out. That's not how this works. You got to know what it's all about before you take any steps. And under with transparency and disclosure, I'm hearing things, and I've been told that non-disclosure agreements were part of this. I'm not saying you folks. I understand that. But others, and I'm sorry, when my tax dollars are involved, NDAs are off the table.
Thank you.
Lee Hendricks?
Yes. Hi, my name is Lee Hendricks, and I live in White Township, and I'm a member of Crow, and I'm here once again because I care about my neighbors, the land we share, and the future of our communities. And I am grateful that the commissioners have responded to the community pressure. And I look forward to what we learn from both public comment portal as well as the Promise Town Hall. And I'm really eager for a data center ordinance and appreciate a lot of what I've heard from other folks today on those fronts. And we have heard a lot from folks over the past year. We've had a lot of conversations with our neighbors in person and on the internet and are continuing to have those conversations. And I think the consensus is pretty clear. We want a future for ourselves and those that come after us. And you have a lot of power to help ensure that future is one where the health and safety of our land and people is at the center. And while we're getting some response from you, and I'm excited about that, our representatives in Harrisburg have demonstrated disdain for their constituents and appear to believe they can ignore what we want in favor of the agenda of political parties funded by powerful corporate interests. And meanwhile, there is a bipartisan bill that was introduced into the Pennsylvania State Senate, Senate Bill 1359, that would impose a 3-year statewide moratorium on hybrid scale data centers. And this would ensure the communities like ours will have the time and support to prepare for these giant novel projects and create appropriate protective ordinances with some meaningful space and time for that process. There's some other things also, you know, moving at the state level with varying strength. And we would like to see our county representatives advocate for this bill publicly, to push Senator Pittman and Representative Struzzi to offer their support, to demonstrate that you are really ready to listen to the people of Indiana County and that you are ready to lead on this. So I'm hearing a lot of encouragement from others for that today, because a lot of eyes are on this community due to the scale and scope of this project and how it has been positioned as a template, a trial run. And this presents a powerful opportunity for us, a powerful opportunity for you to be leaders in demonstrating what it can mean and look like to care for the place where you live and the people who live there. I think this is a watershed moment. And you are stewards of Indiana County. You are leaders who have, frankly, a generational opportunity to boldly stand up for your home alongside the people who elected you. And I, for one, would be very excited to see it. And I think you might even ask yourself the question that it rings in this region across generations: which side are you on? The people or the power? Thank you.
Marie Olson?
Marie, I don't know, I was not going to speak.
Okay, that ends the public comment session.
Excuse me. I did this last time, but I signed that form. I thought that form was for me to speak. May I please speak?
You have 3 minutes.
Thank you.
The next time I ask you, this is something that...
I did sign a form. I thought that
that's the attendance sheet. That's the attendance sheet.
Okay, well, he had it. I could sign it. Thank you.
Your name and where you reside.
My name is Janice Trusky Clay. I'm an Indiana County resident in Rain Township. I feel for the people in Homer City. They're going to be taking the brunt of what is going to be happening with this data center. I just want to say a couple things. There is a 2024 National Defense Authorization Act that does not allow any components to be used from China if it is related to national security. If it turns out that any of the data acquired is used for national security, then they can be sued and shut down. It would be nice to get that set up and understand that before they start really production on it. And can anyone honestly really say that any of the information that's going to be acquired isn't going to be sent to DC? So that's something serious to look into. I request a town hall meeting. I think you guys had one or are having one. But if you do, please make it public and properly advertise to the public so we all know about it and we can go and speak our minds again. I propose that a fund be set up and paid for. It'll be through the Indiana County, so you guys will have to work out how it's paid for, but it would be nice if it could be paid for by the data companies and other companies of the like, with the county committee whose sole purpose, when I say sole, I mean only purpose, is to preserve natural habitat. We have conservation groups, and we also have the Game Commission, but they have, it's not their sole purpose. You know, was the APA or is the APA in DC? I believe that may have been compromised, but it'd be nice if the county had a commission whose sole purpose was just for the natural habitat, meaning the wildlife, native plants, and their natural habitat, you know, where they eat and where they drink their water and make sure their water is not poisoned. For everything taken away from the environment, equal amounts must be given back when we start making these kind of decisions on mass production and taking away a lot of land. And if you look at all the data centers, not just one in Homer City, but if you look at a map of Pennsylvania and see where all the data centers are being proposed and built, it's scary. It takes up a lot of our state. And what's going to happen when they shut down in a couple of years when we get new, you know, technology? Right now they're showing robot dogs acting as security people. So even people in Homer City won't be able to be security guards. Experts are going to be coming in from out of town to run the data centers, not the Homer City residents. New developments are going to be made with bigger houses, and the Homer City residents aren't going to be able to move into those houses. They're going to be bypassed. So thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, Board of Commissioners would like to make a statement to the county residents about the growing interest in large-scale data center developments across Pennsylvania, and to outline how Indiana County is responding, is responsibly and proactively responding. While land use decisions are primarily made at the municipal level under Pennsylvania law, the Indiana County Commissioners, through the Office of Planning and Development and the Indiana County Planning Commission, administer the subdivision and land development ordinance, known as SELDO, for 32 municipalities. This gives us the authority, the responsibility to establish safeguards, provide clear guidance, and support our municipalities in making informed decisions. Our approach is guided by a strong commitment to responsibility, responsible growth, the protection of our natural resources and farmland, the safeguarding of residents' health, safety, and welfare, and the preservation of the unique character of our local communities. To that end, we are currently accepting public comment on a proposed amendment to the Indiana County SELDO through July 20th. This amendment is designed to address potential community impacts associated with large electric load and large-scale industrial projects, including data centers. It will provide a consistent model framework for review, strengthen existing development regulations, establish clear, enforceable standards addressing key concerns such as noise, lighting, water usage, utility costs, and traffic and environmental issues. It is important to emphasize what SELDO amendment does not do. It does not approve any specific project. It does not offer incentives to developers, and it does not override the authority of our local municipal governments. We are taking this step now because while Indiana County has not received any SELDO applications for data centers, these facilities are being proposed throughout Pennsylvania and the country. By setting clear expectations before development occurs, we are helping our local municipalities to prepare rather than to react, and reducing potential risk to our communities and infrastructure. Under the Pennsylvania Municipalities Planning Code, the county can provide guidance through SELDO, review plans with regional impacts, and share best practices. However, the county cannot ban legal land uses, enact moratoriums, or override municipal zoning and land development authority. At this time, we would like to take the opportunity to thank our county residents for providing their input and their concerns, not only through the portal, but also coming to our meetings. Thank you. Moving on our agenda, there were no executive sessions held between June 10th and June 23rd. Reaching out to our Indiana County Parks and Trails, we have an equipment purchase. And at this time, Director Patterson, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike. This agenda item is regarding a recommendation to approve the purchase of a what's called a Bobcat Toolcat utility work machine for use throughout the county parks and trail system. The equipment would be purchased through the government purchasing program under CoStar's contract. The cost of the utility vehicle and its attachments is $89,021.34. The attachments include a heavy duty loader bucket, angle broom, salt and sand spreader, and a V blade snow plow. The purchase is funded with $80,000 from the County Parks and Trails general budget. It is included in the budget, and the remaining $9,021.34 is paid by the Parks and Trails Enterprise Fund, which is derived from park revenues. So the Bobcat Toolcats are, I would describe them as being sort of like this, like a Swiss Army knife. There's with all the different attachments that you have, they're very, flexible pieces of equipment that provide a lot of different uses. And this will be used throughout the county park and trail system.
Okay, thank you, Ed. I'll make a motion to make the purchase. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Ed.
Yep, thanks.
Next, we have a number of agreements through our Children and Youth Services. And Ms. Weaver, good morning.
Good morning, commissioners. I apologize for the huge amount of contracts to review. Thankfully, most of them are renewals, so they should go pretty quick. Okay, I'd like to start with the 26-27, the fiscal year 26-27 non-placement services. We are starting with Counseling Wellness of Indiana County. This is a renewal contract. This is a local provider who can do mental health assessments, counseling, and she is willing to do family and individual therapies and can also do court if necessary. So she has agreed to keep the rates the same from last year, and the cost and services will come from her general fund and it'll be utilized in an as-needed basis.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I'll second. All in favor? Aye. Aye. Next.
Next, we have Chantel Dines, who is a psychologist located in Pittsburgh, PA. This is a renewal contract also. This is for the 26-27 fiscal year. This provider was recommended from the mental health department to do capacity evaluations and recommendations for youth that are transitioning into the adult system. So she does IQ testing and some other things that are able to help us find appropriate services for these youth who are transitioning out of our custody. So her rates will remain the same from last year, and the cost of these services will come from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I'll second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The same. Next.
Is Carol Patterson. She's also a psychologist. Now she is located in Greensburg, PA, but she will come to Indiana to do assessments and evaluations when we get her scheduled with clients. So she is known for doing bonding and attachment assessments, psychological interviews, and she will also do parental capacity evaluations for us. This provider has requested an increase in her rates, but it comes out as a 4% increase, but when we realistically look at the cost from last year, it's $5 an increase on each individual assessment, and that's it. So the cost of these services will come from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed. And I should stress that Carol Patterson has not asked for a rate increase in the last 3 years.
I'll make a motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Aye. Opposed? The same. Next, Grand Beginnings.
We have Grand Beginnings Children's Center. This is a fiscal year 26-27 renewal. This is a local daycare provider who has an early learning center. They have 3 levels of care that they are able to provide. The owner has agreed that when we call, they will try to squeeze in some of our kids that are under emergency placements to help out the foster parents while we get something more established. So the rates will remain the same from last year, and the cost and services will be coming from the general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I'll second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The same. Next, YMCA.
The YMCA, this is a renewal contract. The first year that they contracted with us was last year, so this is for fiscal year 26-27. They are also a daycare provider that are local, and they did us a huge favor this past year, taking a specific child that we were having a hard time finding daycare for. So really, it's nice that we have these local providers that will step up and help us with specific circumstances. They have agreed to keep the rates the same as last year, and the cost and services will come from our general fund. It'll be utilized as needed.
I'll make a motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposes? And next, Cray Youth.
We have Cray Youth and Family Services Incorporated. This is a fiscal year 26-27 renewal. They are located in Newcastle, PA. This is a provider that we have been able to contract with that does supervised visitation. We have a foster child who's placed out in the Newcastle area, and the family will actually go to Newcastle to visit with the child. Then they provide the supervision. They have agreed to maintain the same rates as last year, and the cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposes? George Republic Jr.
We have George Junior Republic. This is their preventative aftercare program. So this is fiscal year 26-27 renewal. The provider's main office is located in Grove City, but they have in-home services. So those are local workers from our county who come in and work with our families that we specifically address in-home circumstances such as child behaviors or parent-child conflicts. They also have a truancy program, and they just recently started a parenting program. So they have also asked for an increase in their rates. It's a 5% increase. The cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
I'll make a motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The same. Next, CSI Corporate.
CSI Corporate Security and Investigations is a renewal contract for fiscal year 26-27. They are located outside of Pittsburgh. This is a very specific provider. They do a lot of investigative work. They will track runaways. They will do abuse investigations for us. They will do sex trafficking investigations for us. So the nice thing about it is most of the employees are retired CYS or retired law enforcement or retired military. So they have a lot of legal background for their workers. They are agreeing to the rates remaining the same from last year, and the cost in services will come from our general fund, and it will be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye. Opposed? The same. Next, Strength and Lighting Counseling.
We have Strength and Light Counseling is local here in Indiana. This is their renewal contract for 26-27. It is a provider that has, I'm going to call it a stable of counselors, two of which are CBT trauma therapists, and they have been participating a lot with some of our kids that are in foster care. So they've been a big help to us. They have agreed to maintain the same rates as last year, and the cost of the services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Make a motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The same. Next, Project Point of Light.
Project Point of Light is a provider located in Shippenville, PA. They are one of the few in the western end of PA who will do victimization counseling and or the AP counseling for any kind of physical or sexual abuse. So they do psychological evals, polygraph services, and individual and group therapy. They are agreeing to maintain the rates from the same rates from last year, and the cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The same. And the last, Pathways.
So Pathways Adolescent Center is a residential facility that we place youth at in Oil City, PA. This is an addendum to their 25-26 contract. They started up three new programs within the last month, so it is before our fiscal year really starts. So that's why it's 25-26 addendum. They have a girls' complex unit, an additional complex unit, and a comprehensive unit. Those three programs will, like, the cost for them will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed. I need to stress that those three programs are also a specialized setting for us through the state, so they're in high demand. We do have one youth there in one of those settings right now. Our hope is that JPO is hoping to place a few youth there also. Cost of the services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
I'll make a motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed, the same.
So Vicky, even though we go through that pretty quickly, the reality is that we have kids that are involved in your system that have, it's just kind of a sign of the time that they have more and more needs that are beyond the simple single diagnosis needs, that there are multiple diagnoses. And I think people need to understand that what some of the things we have to deal with that include helping those kids be in the right situations, but understanding that it could cost as much as $2,000 a day.
Correct.
A day.
What we have to look at is society now is a lot different than what it was 20 years ago. And there's a lot of mental health. There's a lot of drug and alcohol use. There's a lot of abuse that's still occurring. And these children don't know how to react to the neglect and abuse. And it forms like a different set of issues for them. They often have to be placed in a facility that can handle their behaviors. And sometimes regular group homes say, we can't do this. Their behaviors are too much for us. So we have to send them to a specialized setting such as Pathways with their complex unit. And when I talk about this complex unit, I would invite you to go and tour it at Pathways. I did for the first unit they opened. Everything has like breakaway structures. There's no way that a child could use any kind of an implement to hang themselves or harm themselves. It's cement block walls. They can't punch holes or get nails out of anything. It's very oriented towards that child's safety within that setting. And then there are, I believe, 5 staff in that unit at all times. And the children are actually educated in that unit. They are taking outside. It is actually a very secure setting. The first unit they had up there that was complex, I know it was a gated yard. For me to even get into it, I had to go through 3 different locks to get into the building. And obviously I was escorted by staff. But if you ever have an interest to go and tour it, I can get you set up for a tour.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's all I have for today.
Just a final comment related to that, just so that people understand. So we do get reimbursements from the state to assist with some of those costs, but not all of it's fully reimbursed, and then that becomes a burden or a cost to the county.
Okay. Hey, the Office of Planning and Development. First, we have a resolution recertifying the revolving loan fund, and Ms. Campisana.
Hi, good morning, commissioners.
Good morning.
The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners adopt a resolution recertifying that the Indiana County Revolving Loan Funds, including the CARES Act Revolving Loan Fund, are being operated consistent with the existing economic development strategy and are being operated in accordance with the policies and procedures contained in the administrative plan. This is a housekeeping item required semi-annually by the Economic Development Administration. Our economic development strategy is embodied within the document Smart Moves for a Changing Region, which is developed by the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission and endorsed by EDA.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve the resolution?
Send
it. Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same.
Thank you.
Angela. Next, we have a line extension agreement. Director Stauffer, good morning.
Morning, Commissioners. I do apologize. There was an error in the cut and paste here, so I just realized it here in the reading notes. This actually agenda item was approved in November. So what I'm here before you today is actually related to this, but as I mentioned, I apologize for the error. There are two easement agreements related to the Peoples Gas line extension. As you're aware, in partnership with the Airport Authority, there's a new 12,000 square foot corporate hangar under construction. It was determined that the current natural gas pipeline to service the airport was not adequate to service this hangar, as well as in line for future backup generators if there were to any occur, which there are none currently proposed. And also, future hangars would not have adequate supply of natural gas. Therefore, I'm requesting your approval to enter into two gas line pipeline easement agreements, and I'll present them separately for your individual consideration. The first is at Becky Drive. That's the site of the coroner's office. And it would the main line would come through, and then it would run down the driveway to nearby adjacent property owner. The line extension that you did approve does give you a period of time so we can recoup and get credits for any other customers that come on the line that the county's paying for the hangar project. So we would anticipate a credit of some sort based on this new project. So this allows for a lateral from the main line that's being constructed as part of the line extension agreement to go to another property within the business park near the airport. That easement would be approximately 425 foot in length. It would be on the side of the corner inside that Becky Drive roadway, and approximately it'd be 20 feet, 10 feet on either side of the pipeline. Okay, so that's one that I would ask for your consideration, and whether or not you want to vote on it or.
Yeah, we'll vote on it first.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Accept. Second. Favor, aye. Opposed, the same.
And I should state that these are $1 easements consideration. The second is along Woody Way, and it's approximately 768 feet. Again, it would have a 20-foot easement, and that would provide for the direct connection into the hangar that is off of Woody Way on the campus of the airport complex. So I would ask for that approval as well.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I'll second. Favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same.
Robin, I'll get you up in right.
Next. Be the request for the proposal for the RFP.
Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Commissioners. Thank you. The Office of Planning and Development requests that the Board of Commissioners approve issuance of a request for proposals, RFP, for an update to the Indiana County Housing Plan, as well as a land bank feasibility study. As background information, the existing Indiana County Housing Plan was adopted in 2014. The Indiana County Comprehensive Plan overviews housing issues in Chapter 7. And also, the Blighted Property Inventory Project has been completed, identifying approximately 225 properties in the most recent update. Additionally, a blight remediation strategy has been developed by the Office of Planning and Development. Both the blighted property inventory and blight strategy will be key elements in the development of a land bank feasibility study, including an implementation strategy. A land bank is defined as a public or quasi-governmental entity created to acquire, temporarily hold, and revitalize vacant, abandoned, or tax-delinquent properties. Primary goal is to return these blighted properties to productive use to stabilize neighborhoods and support community development. The overall project will ensure the following: the housing plan update effectively reflects the community development objectives in the Indiana County Comprehensive Plan, the Indiana County Housing Plan of 2014, and other adopted plans. Also, the plan and study development will involve key stakeholders for the development of both the update and the study, including the Indiana County Commissioners, the Office of Planning and Development, the Redevelopment Authority of Indiana County, the Indiana County Housing Consortium, the Indiana Landlords Association, local municipalities, partners, and other stakeholders. And lastly, the land bank feasibility study will be inclusive and comprehensive in nature with respect to utilization of available data and developing appropriate data, and as well as a thorough analysis and recommendations regarding land banking in Indiana County. Proposals will be due by 4 p.m. Friday, August 14th.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Motion to accept the proposals for the RFP.
Mm-hmm.
One second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same.
Aye.
Thank you, Josh. Next is a resolution for a loan agreement.
Yes, Mr. Stahl. Yeah,
thank you, Commissioner. The Office of Planning and Development requests approval of a resolution authorizing an amendment to a loan agreement entered into with First Commonwealth Bank and S&T Bank that outlines an amendment to the general obligation note dated July 15, 2020 for the development of the Indiana County Education and Technology Center project. The amount of the note is $4,918 and was utilized primarily as interim financing advancing a redevelopment assistance capital program grant through the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Office of the Budget. The amount of the RCAP grant is currently $4,115,000. However, the county is requesting an additional $1 million grant amendment for a total of $5,115,000, of which combined will be utilized to pay off the note with First Commonwealth Bank and S&T Bank. The Indiana County Education Technology Center project is located on the campus of the Indiana County Technology Center in White Township, consisting of approximately 26,400 square feet, which currently houses Westmoreland County Community College and the Challenger Learning Center of the Central Alleghenies, a nonprofit that will offer programs in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM education. The resulting resolution will extend the maturity date of the general obligation note and the amendment to the loan agreement by 12 months to June 15 of 2027.
Thank you, Brian. I'll make a motion to approve the resolution. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, next, we have a lease agreement extension. And Ms. Merritt, I would like to present.
Yes, I'm asking the board to approve a lease agreement extension that was entered into on or about September 14th of 2014 between the County of Indiana and Fluid Recovery Services for the property located in Creekside. The landlord desires to lease the lease premises to a tenant, which is Aquatech, and from the landlord, and the term will be for 3 years. And this will be this extension will be an extension, the first of the five extensions. The term of this lease shall be extended until June 30th, 2029.
Well, the motion to accept the lease agreement extension.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second. All in favor, aye. Opposed, the same. Okay, next, the P Corp grant.
As I'm asking the board to approve the grant application for the 2026 Celaday Safety Improvement Program grant application to be submitted to CCAP in the amount of $2,813.67. These funds will be used for roadside emergency kits for vehicles, including first aid supplies, reflective safety vests, warning triangles, flashlights, emergency blankets, jumper cables, and a portable air compressor for the children and youth offices to use in their vehicles, plus also an AED kit for the Children and Youth Services Office.
Make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And next, we have a board appointment to the Indiana County Municipal Emergency Services.
Yes, I'm asking the board to appoint James Sadler to the Indiana County Municipal Emergency Services Authority. This term will expire April of 2029.
I have a motion to approve.
So moved.
I'll second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay. Note that the courthouse will be closed on Friday, July 3rd, in observance of Independence Day, nation's 250th birthday. Many, many things will be going on that day and that weekend. Any other business be brought before the board today? Hearing no other, our next regular meeting will be held here in the hearing room, July 8th at 10:30 a.m. Motion to adjourn. Second. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.